Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it, screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rolling. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count.
Peace and greetings, greetings and blessings, and welcome to another edition of Soul Scribe Radio. My name is Amaria Tucker, and I am the Millennial Soul Scribe. I am an expert planner, spiritual life mentor, and manifestation strategist, assisting my clients with connecting their awesome personality and divine gifts to tap into the journey of arriving at their supreme destiny. On tonight's show, we will be discussing the study of numbers, the science of numbers, numerology, and how we can use them in our lives to assist us daily. I must tell you that I truly love this science. Even before I knew what numerology itself was, in the terms of being a mystic, a metaphysician, a woo-woo witch, I love numbers. Math has always been my favorite subject, going through K through 12 schooling, even when I went to go to college, I obtained my baccalaureate degree in the study of professional mathematics. Professionally, I currently work in a field where I use numbers all day. I can remember being 6 years old during the summertime playing school and picking up my older brother's algebra book to figure out the answers to equations and to play with my dolls and stuff like that. Learning about math and tapping into that science of numbers and allowing it to help my brain grow, you know. During my journey of finding Amaria and tapping into who I am and being myself, I discovered the science of the supreme mathematics that is taught by the nations of God and earth. Then that led me to looking at Pythagorean and Chaldean-based numerology systems. I am a certified numerologist under the first ever class of Tuhuti numerology students that was offered by my beloved friend and mentor, S. Ali Myers. So check him out. You can go to his site, salimyers.com, or find him on YouTube to find out more information on numerology. If it does pique your interest, it is an excellent divination system. Numerology, to me, it is a representative of the divine language in which the universe speaks to us. Every culture you'll find has put an emphasis on the numbers when it comes to communicating and speaking and sharing with one another, from tribes who use the clicking sound to communicate, like the Bantu tribes, or in the use of sacred shapes and sacred geometry of the yantras used in the Hindi Buddhist belief systems. And those systems with the yantras, they allow us to connect to our subconscious mind when we meditate and when we're trying to manifest something. You can look at a yantra and say a prayer, say an affirmation, say a mantra, and it really helps you to connect to that divine presence in your subconscious. But again, you see the shapes of triangles and octagons and all of those things that in the end is a representation of a number. When you look at astrology, looking at the angles, or what we would call the angles, looking at the angles in an astrology chart and the degrees in which, where the sun was when you were born, the time of birth, you see numbers. You also may find people talking about, why do I keep seeing 1111? Why do I always see my birthday? Why do I see these repeating numbers, angel numbers, whatever you want to call it. It's a way for our higher selves or the divine or angels or source, our ancestors, whatever you put and use in that place, of a presence of that supreme energy, it can be seen as a form of communication to you, help guide you and direct you. I know for me, even looking at seeing the repeating numbers on the clock or same license plate number while passing by, when I'm thinking a thought in my head, it's kind of like confirmation that we have your back. If you go to the store and you get a receipt for your purchase and you see the same number that you continue to see in the form of divination of repeating numbers, you can take the basic meaning and symbolism of the numbers that you're seeing to kind of what those numbers are actually. From a dictionary standpoint, numerology is any belief in the divine mystical relationship between a number and more coinciding events. It is also the study of the numerical value of letters and words, names, and ideas. So I'll talk about it a little more. It is often associated with the paranormal alongside astrology and similar divinatory arts. As a divination art, numerology is used in combination with runes, cowrie shells, coconuts, and in Ifa tradition, this is known as Obi divination. It's where you take cowrie shells or the coconut and you shake them in your hand, or you can shake them in a container and throw them out. And depending on which way those shells fall, they each have a number representation for them. And then on the way they fall, you have a reading. The practitioner is able to divine for the querent. And you may also find that some experienced tarot and astrology professionals, those psychics and intuitive consultants, they are able to combine the use of numbers fuller and robust, in a more fuller view, what's going on within the energy of the questions that you may seek answers to. So it kind of gives you a more robust reading and helps the practitioner, reader, helps them to really delve in deep and give you information to really assist your journey. Numerology can be used in conjunction with other divinatory systems. It's also a system all by its lonesome, and thousands of years ago, like I said, many cultures use numerology. And that's how we came up with the term of numerology. Many respected mathematicians, the highest authority throughout history, taught and studied the term of numerology. And of course, back in those days, it had been dismissed by science. Still don't care too much for it, but the numbers don't lie. And I'm doing a live stream on my Facebook page, Maria Tucker. Follow me. And I was talking about how I found my purpose, and I was saying how I use a few different systems to come up with what I call the Vaikasi blueprint. And I had someone say, well, I don't trust Western astrology, but I trust numbers. And that goes to show you that the effect that numbers have, because we see numbers. We, when you're paying money shopping, you're giving out numbers. When you look at a clock, you're giving out numbers. When you look at the date on your calendar, you see numbers. Numbers are all around us. If you're on the internet right now, like 99% of the billions of people in the world, you are using that code of 00100001000 to connect with others. Numbers are the base of all technology. Technology that we see on the internet, technology when people are manufacturing and building cars, building homes. Numbers are all around us. The cultures of China, Japan, India, Babylon, and Egypt also use numerology, and each actually started to learn it. They actually taught them. There is a Greek philosopher and mathematician by the name of Pythagoras. You may have heard of the Pythagorean theorem in school. He is considered, one of the more popular systems is named after Pythagoras, and it's called the Pythagorean system. To him, the universe is composed of all types of mathematical patterns, and that all things, he said, you can be explained by the numbers that correspond to those patterns of vibrations. When we think about patterns of the vibrations, even think about the sound of your voice when you sing, the notes of an instrument, meditation, and you're looking at, I want to connect to this amount of hertz to take me to this level of meditation. That is a number of vibration that we're using. Measure the temperature in our house or outside. We're all using numbers. But that is also adopted teachings from Socrates and Plato, other Christian scholars, including Augustine, to continue to help numerology be studied and kept it going to the very day, which led to the expansion of the Renaissance times. There are three main studies that many people know, but of course, like I said, I studied the Tutankhamun numerology system, and but there are three main studies that many people know today. One is Pythagorean, the other is Chaldean, and also the system. And each of the three systems offers different interpretations of your life path. Although they're different systems, just like in astrology, there are different systems you use. Each system has their own points, but what really matters is the practitioner and how competent they are in the study of what they learn and how they can apply. People get thrown off by saying, well, I'm going to study because they study Western tropical astrology and Vedic is the real astrology. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. The whole point of the matter is, do they know what they're talking about? Do they have views of people where they've helped them, if they were able to tap into that energy? Because when we really think about it, we have basics of astrology or numerology with the numbers, but a lot of it is tapping into that intuitive side and knowing how to connect the dots when you have those 9, 10 numbers staring at you and you have this person with you. You have to know how to connect the dots. So I just want to throw that out there and say, don't get hung up on the different systems and, well, this person uses this and this is not right. You go with the people that had great reviews. They connected to you so you can feel confident that they know what they're talking about. When we look at the Chaldean system, it's probably one of the oldest systems in which you, numerology that's still studied today. It was actually what we believe, I should say, started in ancient Babylon. And this system is more, not more common, but they're probably about the same now with more people learning about numerology and looking at the Chaldean system versus the Pythagorean system. The main difference between those two systems is when you look at the number of correspondence to the alphabet. It's a letter to number calculations in alphabetical order with Pythagorean, Chaldean numerologists, they have a particular vibration to it based on the planet and the energy, elements, fire, earth, air, water. So that's why most people use the Chaldean formula. And when you're looking at numerology, you just go with the base numbers of. Each of those numbers have their own specific meaning, but you also can look at it where, like, I'm on a double-digit day. So when I'm looking at that, I need to look at those two numbers that make up that base number. For example, the 28th of August, the date of my birth. So when I'm looking at my gift number, I'm going to look at the 2 and the 8, plus I'm going to look at what number the 2 and the 8 make. 2 plus 8 is 10. I'm going to look at that 10. Then I'm going to really tap into how I'm supposed to take 2 and 8 and bring it down to 1 to really tap into seeing what my gift is. And the Kabbalah system, which was originated in the Hebrew culture, this system tends to only use your name and not your date of birth. However, when you look at Pythagoras and Chaldean systems, they use your name and your date of birth. With the Kabbalah system, it has 22 vibrations connected to it, ranging from 1 to 400. So it's a little bit more technical, and it's kind of looking at the tree of life in the number system. And we look at the Tehuti numerology system, astrology, and the elements and other symbols that we can use that help us determine an understanding of our life path and the daily ups and downs that we see. Now, when we go into a numerology chart, it's composed of a basic numerology chart. Let me put a caveat on that. You can look at 4 basic numbers of your numerology chart: your life path number, your gift number, which that's the one that we're going to give readings on tonight, your soul purpose number, your expression number, and your personality number. When you look at your life path number, a lot of people want to associate your life path number with your life purpose, but that's not necessarily true. Your life path number is really, what are those daily ups and downs that you go through? Like, every time you turn around, you're doing good, and then next thing you know, something happens. How can you use that number? And what you want to do is look at, how can I use this number to help me get through these daily ups and downs? What type of energy do I need to pull from that number to assist me to not have to go through that cycle so frequently, but to hold it off a little bit? Because, I mean, the world is full of cycles.
numbers again. Go through ups and downs, but the key is to stave it off a little bit more so you don't have to keep going on that rigmarole of a roller coaster ride all the time. When we look at your gift number, it defines those natural talents and skills that you're good at for no reason. You don't know why. It's something you're born with. It's like those people that are natural singers that they were singing at 2 and 3 years old and now they are megastars, or they are the best singer in the church, or whatever. They're the best singer in high school, those performing people. When you look at your soul purpose, this is the number that I love to equate to tapping in a little further on what your life purpose is. And I say this because your soul purpose is what you always longed to do. It's like no matter what is going on, if you didn't have a penny to your name, what's that question I always ask? If you were the last person on earth, who would you take with you? Or take a lighter or some matches? That question is, that's that soul purpose number. That's what that number is, that thing that you just can't get enough of, and you would do it no matter what. Nothing else matters. If your soul purpose number is a 3, you can be a person that's supposed to be a comedian because it's connected to that energy of Jupiter and being funny and comical and playful. Or you may be a teacher or a professor. Jupiter is the energy of the guru. So it's really, that's why I love this science, because you can really tap into all of the energies that's going on, and it's not as, and I don't want to say as difficult, but because numerology, if you really get into the study of it, you can go really, really deep with it. But more people prefer it over astrology. But when you really look at it, you can combine the two systems and really hone in and really tap into what's going on with you and how to use it. When you look at your expression number, that is the way that you show up in the world. That's the way you if you are somebody that flies off the handle all the time, you don't like people saying to you, I rub you the wrong way. If you have a bad day, you have coffee in the morning before people talk to you. Your number might be a 1 or 9 with that fiery energy of some stars. Numbers are associated with the element. For people to mess with you, you're not ready for them to mess with you. So people may see that come from you. Oh, excuse me. Express that. Another number that we look at when we're talking about your basic number, also your personality number. And your personality number is the opposite of the expression number, because expression is how you project yourself, but personality is how people see you. So if your personality is the number 5, which is associated with Mercury, it has to be moving around because Mercury is a swift planet. Mercury is all about communication and your thoughts out there, your thoughts and your ideas out there. There are some other numbers that people, that practitioners use. We're looking at a numerology chart, your numbers. You can also find your card debt when we're talking about relationships. And if you be with an A or B, we look at those relationship numbers and see, okay, how do they match up with one another? Or let's say you have a significant other, but you're not matching with one another. Y'all always have an argument. We can look at those numbers and see, okay, we got to see here. So how can we find balance in this relationship? And based on your chart, we can say, okay, well, you guys need to, let's go back to that number 5. If one person's number is 9, that fiery person, but the other person's expression number is 4, which is air, associated with there, then we're going to reduce that down to 9 minus 5, kind of help them become more adaptable to one another and know how to express themselves in a more articulate way where they can understand each other's points of view. So as you can see, there are different ways, even just based on native start, we can use that study of numbers to assist you. We also have a way of, not a way of, but you also can look at not just your natal and who you were when you were born at the time of the birth, when you were born. We also look at the numbers when it comes to how can I use in my day-to-day, Mariah. Okay, I know my birthday. I know what is going on with me personally, but how can I use these numbers when it comes to making decisions in my day-to-day? You know, when you move to a new house, you can use numerology. Say you're playing a move. I want you to take a look at the numbers on the address of that specific house, even the street name. And you can go so far as look at the city that you're moving to, the state that you're moving to tap into. What is that basic energy of this environment that I'm moving into? It deal with me? Can it be a benefit to me? For example, I live in a house now at 2, 6, and 1, and the interesting thing about it is, okay, 2 is all about relationships and using your intuition and emotions with the connection to the moon. 1 is all about leadership and being independent, and 6 is all about earth and material matters. But when you add those numbers together, and 2 plus 1 plus 6, you get the number 9. 9 is sometimes associated with endings. 9 is also that number of humanitarianism, giving back. 9 is also associated with being inspirational and egotistical. So as you can see, you can take all those numbers and make it into a fourth number, but it's really delving deep to see how those numbers can assist you on your path. Another thing you can do is, you know how everybody has their license plate. People go out and they get their personalized license plate from the DMV. So what you want to do is you want to, you may want to pick a combination that's more beneficial to you. You may pick a combination that has 6, 8 associated with you for financial prosperity. You may pick a number that has the number 9 associated with it for the protection at Mars and keep you out of accidents. If you are starting a business or getting married, or even when it comes to having the first child or naming your child, you may want to look at what number of associations can I put together in the name of a child board. What date do I have my wedding on to ensure that energy is good? If you have a wedding, you want to have it on the 17th of the month. Because one, like I said earlier, is associated with action. One is associated with excitement. On the flip side, it's also associated with the be selfish. They may bring in that that one man show. I'm thinking they're supposed to lead others that are being fueled. But I mean, hey, relationship science. Some people don't want a partner. You know? Anyway, when you look at the seven, relationship, your marriage, and spirituality, the number seven will help you with that. And when you add those two together, that 1.7 equals 8. That's about prosperity, business, and material matters. So way you can combine the energy of 7 to 8 to really bring the energy of what you want to create the foundation of, and just being a date that every year you know you're going to celebrate, and always be able to combine that energy and bring it forth in your relationship. And as I've done my diatribe, this show is an open show. So if you are, take a break for a minute, this show is an open show. So if you like a on tapping into the divine power that you have within you, the call number to the show is 5-6-4-5-3-9-3-9-5. Just press 1 on the queue, and I will take you for your name. We need a break really quick because I need to get some water, and I'll be right back.
Pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. Smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Hit a triple double in the garden. Held on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and all my children. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. I should even work back with niggas. 12 solo albums, all platinum, nigga. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers, right? I know y'all ain't out here talking summers, right? I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you a runner, right? Plain paddock, then had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace,
shining. Shining, 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 yeah.
And we are better for you guys now. And another commercial break. This show is sponsored by AromaSoul.com. I am Mario Lennon Soulscribe. I help my clients with sacred sound, connecting to their own divine cosmic blueprint, where I use things like numerology and astrology and your personality in the way that you are to you connecting to your supreme divine purpose. And you need help gain clarity in your purpose and also help on putting together a plan of manifesting goals. Don't worry about it. You can contact me at omariatucker.info. That's omariatucker.info. And I'll be happy to speak to you. Have a 15-minute clarity session that's free, that we can go over some ways that I can help you. And if for some reason I'm not able to assist you at this time, I'll still give you some hints and tricks on how things that you have going on. Again, that's omariatucker.info. So we don't have any callers right now with their hands up. So let's delve in deeper on some ways that we can use energy, numbers, and numerology to assist us in our daily lives. So let's say you have a gift number of number one, and you're going out for a job interview, and I'm a natural born leader. I always have this take charge attitude. I don't mind going out and taking a role and being dynamic in getting the job done. I have this personality where I know how to connect with others. So that's why you hire me. And because I know when people fill out applications, they have interviews, different things like that, they kind of don't know what to say. So doing your work, doing your manifestation, trying to figure out how to put your imagination at work when you want to create something out of nothing. You can take the energy of numbers to assist you when it comes to material matters and things physically on the earth. You may want to tap into the numbers 6, 8, the colors green, the magic of prosperity. Financial independence, or let's say you need to be stronger. You have some issues where you need to some concerns. Excuse me, that you need to have self love energy. You need to reconnect and know that everything's going. going to be okay. That number six is a number that you can take and use for your benefit associated with the planet Venus. The goddess in your ocean is connected with the number five. The number six is connected to rising. So you can tap into the number six, the pull of the goddess of love and harmony. Really help you. So you want to take six roses or six rose quartz crystals or six separate items and put them together in your work. Really use that energy to formulate whatever it is that you're working on. Really get something started. You want to get started. You want to get connected with the number. Number one, or the number three, or the number nine, that Mars energy, that Sun energy, to really use it. You might want to connect with the nine energy of Mars and use the color of red to really give yourself that extra boost you need to go to add. You can really use the energy of the numbers to assist you. And we do have a caller, so I am going to bring them on.
Hi.
Welcome. You for calling Soul Thrive Radio.
Your microphone is cutting in and out, so I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me know. Is this better?
Can you say something again?
Is this better?
Nope, you're still cutting out.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can sort of hear you, yeah. We might as well try it. I'll give you my numbers. 9-18-60.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Hello?
Hello, Carl. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're faint, but at least I can hear you.
He be hung up or something because I can't hear any longer. And I do appreciate her for letting me know. What I'm going to do is put her back on mute and then bring her back again, and we'll see if we can connect and she can hear me. Hello, Carl, can you hear me now?
I can, but you're still breaking up. I don't know if you're on a Skype line or.
All right, well, you cannot hear me. So what we're going to do is we have about 15 minutes left in the show. We don't have any other callers that want to get on. So I wanted to really go back into the use of the numbers and assist you in what you are doing. Be afraid to use numbers to help you. That's what they're there for. That's why we were given them. And the caller is back, so let's see if she can hear me now. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Hello? Hello?
Oh, can you?
You're still breaking up. It's unfortunate, but I think it's your line.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me? All right. I am not sure.
I can hear you now.
What is going on? And I apologize that we couldn't get through, but call back in at another time. We will be doing a reading on the show. So you're more than welcome to call back again. As we wrap up the show, I want to reiterate you can always tap into your numbers and use them to assist you. The key is really up to you. It's you, your lives, when you're out buying groceries, when you're paying for gas, when you're traveling, when you look at life plates, path. We have those numbers and those images all around us. So don't be afraid to tap into them. But also realize that you're more than your numbers. Even if you have a numerology chart or being a practitioner, professional, or if you go on something that may not mesh with you or simply confusing, remember that you are more than your numbers. Yes, the science, but it's also a divination system. A divination system is just symbolisms and the attributes and archetypes of different energies we experience here. So you are more than your numbers. It's not end all be quite like the number one can also be, she's independent, she also can be bossy. So it's, always have the opportunity, let me say this, to find balance and to learn how to find the duality in the energies that are presented and given to you in order to create the best life that you deserve. Maria Tucker, and I am the millennial, soul scribe. Thank you for joining our show tonight. I am an expert planner, spiritual mentor, and manifestation strategist. I assist clients with connecting into their loops, personality, their purpose, in order to tap into the journey of their supreme destiny, create the life they want to live while they still live real life. Thank you for joining the show tonight, and I'll see you next week.